Welcome to a life-changing encounter with the Word of God, presented to you by Reverend Bright Nkrumah, the senior pastor of the Lycos International Church, Bronx North. He is an anointed pastor and teacher of the Word of God, affecting many lives. Now get ready to be transformed by this anointed message.
Bow your heads with me and ask God to speak to you. As the Holy Spirit to speak to you personally, that this afternoon you'll hear the voice of God. Ask God to speak to you this afternoon, that the way you came in will not be the same way you leave. You come in from the west gate and you leave from the east gate. Transformed, changed, in the name of Jesus. You do not return and go back through the west gate, but you leave through the east gate transformed, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Speak to God. Speak to God. And ask God to speak to you this afternoon, that the Holy Spirit will speak to you personally, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, have your way amongst us. Speak to us. Speak to us. Speak your word, speak to us, minister to our hearts, transform us. Let there be a change, a transformation, in Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands together for the Lord, and please be seated. This afternoon, we want to continue our message on labor to be blessed, labor not to be rich. Labor to be blessed, labor not to be rich. Hallelujah. And our subject this afternoon is labor for the blessing of the Holy Spirit. Labor for the blessing of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. To get busy for the blessing of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will give you the greatest help that you will ever need or that you will ever receive. Hallelujah. The greatest help that you can ever have, it comes from the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. But this afternoon, I want you to have reverence for the Word of God and the house of God, that you have come to an important place and you want to hear the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we are saying the Holy Spirit is your helper. He helps you in every area of your life, and he helps in financial situation as well. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is your great help that you can ever have, that you will ever need also. Amen. Remember, our subject is labor for a blessing and not labor to be rich. Hallelujah. So we are laboring for things that bring blessings in our lives. Hallelujah. And one of the greatest blessings that you will have in your life is the blessing of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we are saying, instead of laboring to be rich, you must labor to receive the Holy Spirit. Amen. To labor to receive the Spirit of God. Instead of striving and working hard for wealth, strive for the Holy Spirit. Say amen.
Amen.
What it means is get yourself tired. Get yourself busy. Instead of getting yourself tired and busy for wealth, get yourself tired and busy for the Holy Spirit. To get the Holy Spirit into your life. Be tired for it. Hallelujah. It's worth being tired for the Holy Spirit to come into your life. Get worked up for the Holy Spirit. Are you listening? To get worked up for the Holy Spirit. That someone sees you and you look very tired. And it's not because you are coming from working for wealth, But you went searching for the Holy Spirit. And that is why you are tired like that. Get busy for the Holy Spirit. Labor for the Holy Spirit. Amen. So it means it is worth traveling long distances so that you can have the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I hope you understand what I'm sharing with you. It is worth feeling sleepy because you were waiting on the Holy Spirit. It is worth having your eyes red. And it's because you waited on the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Are you listening? It's worth it. Amen. It is worth for someone to see you looking really worn out. And it's because you were waiting on God for His Spirit. Amen. So these are some of the things we do to get wealth. These are some of the things we do to have money. We lose sleep to get money. We travel long distances and sometimes across nations, even to get money. We take trips to other continents for money. Are you listening? We travel miles and miles and miles because of money. Sometimes you take a bus and take a train and take a ferry and all kind, and then Uber just to get money. And so we are saying, do these things to get the Holy Spirit. It's worth doing these things so that you have the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Instead of doing these for money, do them that you acquire the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. So why work out? Why work so hard? Why work your heart out for money? If you can labor to have the Holy Spirit. If you can labor to have the Holy Spirit. To get the greatest help that you will ever need in your life. The Holy Spirit is the one that you need. He's the one helper that you will ever need. You need the Holy Spirit far more than you need riches. How many of you agree to that? That you need, you see, it is difficult for you to accept that. That you need the Holy Spirit far more than you need riches, than you need wealth. Hallelujah. I say you need what? The Holy Spirit far more than you need wealth. Amen. In the scriptures, in John chapter 16 and verse 7, John 16 and verse 7, Jesus said something. He said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. He says, I tell you some truth. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you. It is expedient for you, John 16 verse 7, it is expedient for you that I go away. This is Jesus. He says, it is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. This is Jesus. Jesus is saying, for you to have the Holy Spirit is more important than for him to be here with you. He says, it is expedient of you, it is better for you that I go away so that the Comforter will come. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come. Hallelujah. Amen. The Comforter was the one who was to glorify Jesus. He is the one who was to bring glory to Jesus, and the glory that was the main ministry of the Holy Spirit is with the death of Christ, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, his burial, and the resurrection, and his ascension to be seated at the right-hand side of God the Father. This is the gospel. This is the glory that the Holy Spirit was to bring. And as long as Jesus was still alive and here, that glory was not now the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So he's saying, it is better for you that I go away. It is better for you that I go away so the Holy Spirit will come. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The Comforter, the Greek word for comforter is parakletos. Parakletos. P-A-R-A-K-L-E-T-O-S. Parakletos. And it means helper. It means helper. It means advocate. It means counselor. It means intercessor. One who intercedes for you. One who helps you. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit is a helper. He's your greatest help that you will ever need. And Jesus says, it is better that he leaves. In the Amplified Version, he says, but I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper or the comforter or the advocate or the intercessor, the counselor, the strengthener or the standby will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him, the Holy Spirit, to you to be in close fellowship with you. Hallelujah. So the Son of God, Jesus himself, is saying that it is better for you to have the Holy Spirit. So I am telling you that it is better for you to labor for the Holy Spirit than to labor for riches. That is what I'm trying to share with you. That it is better for you to labor for the Holy Spirit, to be tired for the Holy Spirit, than to work out yourself and be tired for money. Hallelujah. Amen. This is what Jesus is saying. Say amen. Amen. So the Holy Spirit will come and he will give you wisdom. The Holy Spirit gives wisdom. The Holy Spirit gives understanding. The Holy Spirit gives counseling. Hallelujah. In Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 2, it says, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. And what will come? The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. So you have all of these when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Hallelujah. You'll be a wise woman. You'll be a wise man to have the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit is the one who will lead you into all these things that you so desire, that you need wisdom, guidance to lead you. The Holy Spirit will lead you. The Holy Spirit will lead you to place of green pastures. The Holy Spirit will lead you to hidden treasures. Hallelujah. Labor for the Holy Spirit. Amen. When the Holy Spirit is with you, you will not have any lack. Amen. The mighty Holy Spirit is the one who brings the help that you need. Because he's called the helper. Holy Spirit, the helper, the paracletos. Amen. He will help you in every area of your life. I said he will help you in every area of your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Holy Spirit will help you in every area of your life. Amen. Young people, the Holy Spirit will help you as a student. You need the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit to help you in everything that you need. Amen. The Holy Spirit will help you. The Holy Spirit will help you with your studies. Amen. He will help you to learn. Amen. Jesus says he is the great teacher. He is a teacher. Amen. The Holy Spirit will teach you things that you do not understand. Amen. Have faith. I'm sharing a very important message with you. Young people, have faith in what I'm sharing with you, that the Holy Spirit is a great teacher. He will bring things to your remembrance. When you are studying, acknowledge the Holy Spirit to be with you. People say you are not good in math. The Holy Spirit says you are good in math. You realize teachers have been explaining it to you, you don't understand. The Holy Spirit will make you understand it. Have faith. I'm telling you, there is no subject that you cannot do. There is no subject. There is no subject. What is wrong with your mind? There's nothing wrong with your mind. There is no subject that you cannot do. There is no course that you cannot take. Are you listening? There is no course that you cannot take. There is nothing like that. There is nothing like that. If you have the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, with God, all things are possible. So math is possible. Calculus is possible. Are you understanding? Integration is possible. Differentiation is possible. All things are possible. With the help of the Holy Spirit, you too, you can go to nursing school. Oh. With the Holy Spirit's help. You can. There is no such thing that this is too difficult for you. And they put you in a certain category and say that this is too difficult for you. You do this. There is no such thing. There is nothing like that. The Holy Spirit will help you. When you sit and you are taking your examination, bring the Holy Spirit with you. He will help you. The Bible says he brings all things to your remembrance. It is you that you don't mind him. It is you. The Holy Spirit will help you with finances. You need finances? Trust the Holy Spirit. Trust the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Labor for the Holy Spirit. When we say we are praying for the Holy Spirit, see that your greatest blessing has come. This is your opportunity. Don't let it be an ordinary prayer that just passes you by. The Holy Spirit. Amen. That is all you need. You need the Holy Spirit. What you need is to talk to the Holy Spirit. Talk to him. That is what you need. To talk to him. Do not ignore the Holy Spirit. The Bible calls it quench the Spirit. Do not quench the Holy Spirit. Do not quench him. Acknowledge the Holy Spirit. Are you listening? When you are studying, acknowledge the Holy Spirit. When you're sitting in a class and some professor is explaining and it looks so complex to you, you say, Holy Spirit, come here now. Explain this to me. Acknowledge the Holy Spirit. You rise up in the morning, you say, Spirit of God, let's go. Are you listening? Acknowledge the Holy Spirit. Acknowledge the Holy Spirit. Let feel him. You see, he's a spirit. Are you listening? He's a spirit. So don't wait to see that he's standing by you. He's a spirit. Do you see spirits? But he's with you. What he needs for you to do is to acknowledge that he's with you. To acknowledge that he's with you. And talk to him. Talk to him. Acknowledge him. Are you listening? Yes. Acknowledge the Holy Spirit. In everything that you are doing, acknowledge him. And the Bible says he will direct your path. Amen. He will direct your steps. Amen. He will tell you what to do. Amen. He will show you where to go. Amen. In Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5, Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. Lean not on thine own understanding. But in all your ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge the Holy Spirit. Jaden, are you listening? And Jaden, acknowledge the Holy Spirit in all your ways. Do not leave the Holy Spirit in any area of your life. Do not leave him in any area of your life. You quench him when you do that. You quench him. In everything you are doing, acknowledge the Holy Spirit. Acknowledge that he's with you. The Bible says, do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, in everything you're doing, acknowledge him. Acknowledge him and he will tell you what to do. He will direct you.
If only you will acknowledge him. He can never direct you if you do not acknowledge him. If you think you are going to lean on what you have studied, then he will leave you alone. And then you'll get a C. Or C minus. Because you are sitting there and then your mind is so vague. And I think it's C. It's D. Or B. You know, and you are torn. Have you been in that situation before? You see? But for the one who acknowledges the Holy Spirit, this one, you are not sure. But something tells you, choose C. And it's C. That is acknowledging the Holy Spirit. Acknowledging the Holy Spirit. Young people, are you listening? Don't fall asleep. I'm preaching a very important message. You see, this is a message that is transforming your life. So if you feel sleepy, go and stand in the back. I know you were studying for your test last night, but I'm teaching you something very important. Something to bring you success in life. Something to advance you in life. It says, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. The Holy Spirit will help you in everything, is in all your ways. Acknowledge him. The Holy Spirit will help you to fight sin. The Holy Spirit will help you to fight temptations. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is the one who helps you to fight temptations. He will help you to fight evil influences. He's a counselor and a great counselor. You will not be counseled by your friends. You will not be guided by the things that your friends do. But the Holy Spirit will guide you. The Holy Spirit will talk to you. He will speak to you. The Holy Spirit will deliver you from getting to the stage of using drugs. You will find out that all the boys and the girls in your class are using marijuana. They smoke marijuana, but you don't smoke. They smoke cigarettes. But you don't smoke cigarettes. The Holy Spirit will help you. I hope somebody is listening to me. The Holy Spirit will deliver you from pornography. You see, your phone is in your hand. And you can easily be watching pornography. No one will see. No one will see. When you finish, then you delete all your history. We know. Whenever we take your phone and you have deleted all your history, it means you have gone to places where you were not supposed to go. That you don't think anyone should see. The Holy Spirit will deliver you. When the Holy Spirit is in you, these photographs and videos, they look filthy to you. They look filthy. When the Holy Spirit is in you, when you are on the internet and you are surfing, and you know, sometimes they can surprise you these days. You know, they can really surprise you. And then something pops up. When the Holy Spirit is in you, you can throw your phone away. You can be afraid. Am I talking to someone? I don't know if you have experienced that before. Because sometimes they push something and then you see a certain woman and you, if you are not careful, your phone can fall down. Because you'll be afraid. You say, hey, hey. And then you are even afraid to touch the phone now. When the Holy Spirit is in you. Oh, you don't understand what I'm sharing with you. Should I move to? When the Holy Spirit is in you, certain things look fearful. And no one is there. No one is there. When the Holy Spirit is with you. Yes. But when the Holy Spirit is not in you. Wow. Wow. You put it under your desk as if you are studying. You see. When the Holy Spirit is not in you.
Are you listening to what I'm sharing with you? When the Holy Spirit is not with you, the compulsion to have a boyfriend, you know, you the compulsion to have a boyfriend is the Holy Spirit that will deliver you. You never want to have anything like that. The compulsion to have a girlfriend. The Holy Spirit will deliver you.
Amen.
He says, acknowledge him.
Amen.
Acknowledge him. And he will direct your path. Amen. He will guide you to the right people. He will lead you to the right people. He will guide you to the right person and the right places when the Holy Spirit is in you. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, anyone who is in the church, you are in the church and you sleep with someone that you are not married to, you sleep with somebody's husband, or you sleep with somebody's wife, or you are in the church and you are sleeping, you are not married, and you are having sex, I can tell you one thing. I can tell you one thing that is 100% sure. The Holy Spirit is not in you. I can tell you that. The Holy Spirit is not in you. You can rest assured that the Holy Spirit is not in you. I can tell you, with all certainty, you don't have the Holy Spirit. You don't have the Holy Spirit. You want me to show you? I'll show you. You don't like the message? Go to Romans. Go to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 8. Let me show you. Romans chapter 8. Listen, when you have certain sin and you say that, you know, I can't control it. You know, I smoke marijuana, I smoke cigarettes, I can't control it. I drink, I hide and drink, I can't control it. I can't control myself. The Holy Spirit is not in you. You are a thief, you can't control it. The Holy Spirit is not. You are a liar, you can't control. The Holy Spirit, I'm telling you, I am preaching a message. Look at this. It says, there is therefore now, go to verse 5. Verse 5. I mean, when you go home, read this chapter, chapter 8. It says, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things. Do you have the New American Standard? You know, we want to read this quickly. It says, for those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. Are you listening?
Yes.
I want you to listen and read with me. For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Very simple, isn't that so?
Yes.
That means if the Holy Spirit is in you, your mind is set on the things of the Spirit. If the Holy Spirit is not in you, your mind is set on the things of the flesh. Flesh desires. It says, for the mind set on the flesh is death. You are dying if your mind is set on the flesh. But the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Okay? Because the mind set on the flesh is hostile towards God. I'm telling you, the mind set on the flesh is against God. That is why when we announce prayer meetings, you get angry. Listen, if you don't analyze yourself, you can never be delivered. If you don't assess yourself, if you don't see how when we announce spiritual things, we are going to do this, you get angry, wait for a meeting, then you are angry. It's because your mind is set on the things of the flesh. And the Holy Spirit, you are against the things of God. It's natural, human nature. Are you listening? It says it's hostile towards God. It's hostile towards God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God. So rise up at dawn to pray. You don't subject yourself to the law of God. That Jesus says, wise men slept early morning. Jesus was praying. Let's pray at dawn. You are against that. You are against that. Jesus prayed all night. Let's pray all night. You are against that. He says, it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so. You can't. You can't do it. That is why you can't control. That is why you sleep with somebody's wife or somebody's husband. That is why the person that you are not married to, you are sleeping with the person. You can't control it. It's the Holy Spirit that makes you not do such a thing. It's the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, your flesh will make you do it. That is why the Bible says, never marry an unbeliever. The unbeliever can never do this. The unbeliever will sleep with another woman. I'm telling you. He can't do it by himself. It is the nature of man. He can't do it by himself. That is why animals, one animal has many wives. That is the beast nature. So it's the Holy Spirit that makes you able to do these things. The Holy Spirit. I'm telling you. So you can assess yourself right now. You can assess yourself right now and see if the Holy Spirit is in you or not. You can assess yourself. So he says, and those who are in their flesh cannot please God. You can't please God. It's impossible. You can't please God. Beloved, you need the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, you are comparable to an animal. So that behavior is typical of the Holy Spirit not being in you. That is what it means. He says, however, you are not in the flesh. You are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him. So you can be sitting in church for years and you don't belong to Christ. Beloved, let us not play. Let us not joke. If we say we are serving God, let's serve God. Because you can be sitting in church for years and you don't belong to Christ. You say you are born again. Do you know? You see, when you are born again, what it means is that you have accepted, you have believed. You believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Do you understand? You believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And you believe that he died. And you believe that he rose again on the third day. And he's ascended into heaven and he's seated at the right hand side of God. You believe that. When you believe that, the Holy Spirit comes. Once you accept that, the Holy Spirit comes and he makes this belief. You see, because it doesn't make any... I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that he died, he rose again on the third. You can just say it. Do you understand? And then we stand here and say, you are born again. But true born again is the one, the Spirit of God, makes this gospel come to life. And it transforms you. Do you understand? It is the Holy Spirit that works this. That is why when Jesus was leaving, when he came again and he's leaving, he told the disciples, do not go witnessing. When Jesus was here on earth, that is why he said, it's better for me that I leave. So the Spirit will come. Because when Jesus was here, Jesus was not witnessing. He wasn't witnessing. He has not died. He has not risen. He was not witnessing of himself. Do you understand? But the Holy Spirit, he says,
wait until the Spirit comes. After that, you have received the Holy Spirit. Then you become what? Witnesses. It is the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that transforms you. It is the Holy Spirit that changes you. So this gospel, when you receive it, then the Holy Spirit brings it into life. That is when you have received the Holy Spirit and He's in you. And He's the one that convicts you. He's the one that says you cannot sleep with that woman. That you have a desire to sleep with another person's wife and you sit in the church. Another person's husband, you want this one, this woman, every woman, you have plans to sleep with another woman. You don't have the Spirit. You don't have the Spirit. You are mad. I'm telling you, you don't have the Holy Spirit. But He says, go back to that scripture. He says, but if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Him. He does not belong to Him. Beloved, you need to assess yourself whether ye be in the faith. The next verse, he says, if Christ is in you, if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. If Christ is in you. We can go on with this subject. Go home and read it. Go home and read it. What time is it? I'm telling you, you need the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you are dead. You are dead. Hallelujah. Amen. You are dead. The things of God, you are against the things of God. You are against the things of God. You say you are a Christian, but you are against the things of God. You are against evangelism. When they say we are going to evangelism, you are against it. The Holy Spirit is not there. You don't like the message. But the Spirit of God will help you. That's why He said He will help you in every area of your life. He will help you in every area of your life. The Holy Spirit, He will help you. Amen. So next time somebody says, I want to marry you, ask, do you have the Holy Spirit? If you don't have the Holy Spirit, He can never live with you alone. He can't do it. It's not His fault. He can't do it. But when the Holy Spirit is in you, He guides you. He leads you. Say amen.
Amen.
That is why you need the Holy Spirit. Now, how do we get the Holy Spirit? This is how the Holy Spirit will help you. How do we get the blessings of the Holy Spirit? Quickly, number one, labor for the Holy Spirit because He will make you into a supernatural being. The Holy Spirit will make you into a supernatural being. Romans chapter 8 and verse 14. You see, we didn't get there, but I was reading to lead you to this scripture, but we don't have time. When you go home, read Romans chapter 8. Because we quote this scripture and then we include ourselves. He says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. Sons of God are supernatural beings. Amen. You are not an ordinary person. And it's because you are led by the Spirit of God. And the Holy Spirit cannot lead you if you do not acknowledge Him. If you acknowledge Him, then He will direct your path. That means He is leading you onto a certain path. Beloved, talk to the Holy Spirit. Acknowledge the Holy Spirit.
Talk to the Holy Spirit. You lose something and you are looking for it. You say, Holy Spirit, where is it? And you find it. Somebody told me, he came here and he says, Reverend, I've lost my money. I said, how much? He says, $5,000. Just a few weeks ago. I said, $5,000. He says, how? He says, in my house. I've lost my money. I said, no, you can find it. You have to find it. Let's pray. So we prayed. And I said, go, you'll find it. She went. She called me. Reverend, I found the money. The Holy Spirit will help you. The Holy Spirit will help you. If you will acknowledge him, I cannot ever emphasize it. Acknowledge the Holy Spirit. Acknowledge him and he will direct you. He will direct your path. He says, it is here. Holy Spirit. He will direct you. It makes you a supernatural human being. Amen. Holy Spirit. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So labor not to be rich. Labor for the Holy Spirit. When you have the Holy Spirit, he will lead you. He will lead you. When you become one of the sons of God, you become supernatural in everything you do. When you become one of the sons of God, when you are led by the Spirit, you are the son, one of the sons of God. And you become supernatural. Hallelujah. You are successful when others are not. In areas where others are failing, you will be successful. Amen. Because of who is leading you. Hallelujah. Amen. You will live when others are dying. Amen. Amen. When the Holy Spirit is leading you, you will flourish when others are becoming poor. Amen. Even in pandemic, when others are becoming poor, you see that you are becoming richer.
Oh, yes.
When the Holy Spirit is leading you. That is what it means to be one of the sons of God. Say amen.
Amen.
Supernatural. To be supernatural means you are beyond the nature of the state of mind. You are supernatural. You are above natural. That means your decisions are beyond that of ordinary man. Your decisions are not natural decisions. Hallelujah. That is when you hear sometimes people say, I don't know why I decided to do that. That is when the Spirit is leading you. You say, I don't know why I decided to do that. Have you heard somebody say that before? That is when the Spirit is leading you. When the Spirit is leading you, you're driving, and then you take a certain exit. And then somebody says, oh, but why did you take this exit? Ah, I don't know why I did that. It's the Spirit leading you. Is the Holy Spirit leading you? Has that happened to you before? Yeah. See, I don't know why I did that. You go for an interview, and then they are talking, and then suddenly you say something, and then you don't even know where it came from. You say, I don't know what I said. I don't know what I said. But suddenly she says, you have the job. You have the position. You have this. It's the Holy Spirit's guidance. The Holy Spirit leading you. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
When the Holy Spirit is leading you, you know, sometimes you are talking to someone. You are counseling someone. And then you say something, and that's it. When the Holy Spirit is leading you, you're talking to ordinary friend that has a difficult situation. And you see that certain things come to you, and then they think, how do you know this? You sound like so wise. When the Holy Spirit is with you, he says that you'll be wiser than the ancient. Because it's a high wisdom. You are supernatural. You are above the human natural thinking. When the Holy Spirit is with you. But it is the person who acknowledges the Holy Spirit. Say amen.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is the greatest gift that God gave to man, the Holy Spirit. Hunger for the Spirit of God. Acknowledge the Spirit of God. So the Bible says, quench not the Spirit.
Acknowledge the Holy Spirit. When you acknowledge the Holy Spirit, He works with you. He works with you. He walks with you. He guides you. He leads you. Hallelujah. Through the power of God, you will experience all the wealth that you cannot by yourself get through your hard work. Beloved, people work very hard. People work very hard. And they don't have. You will look at someone and you say the person is a millionaire, but the person is working still very hard. It's the Holy Spirit that gives wealth. It says the Bible says that God is the one who gives power to make wealth. Power to make wealth.
Amen. Well, time is up. So number two. Labor for the Spirit to be poured out from on high, because you will become fruitful. You will become fruitful. It's a long scripture in Isaiah 32, verse 13. Isaiah 32, verse 13 and to 15. It says, upon the land of my people shall come up thorns and briars, yea, upon all the houses of joy and the joys of a joyous city, because the palaces shall be forsaken. The multitude of the city shall be left. The forts and towers shall be for dens forever. A joy of wild asses, a pasture of flocks. So the Bible is describing a very chaotic place. Like wilderness. Like a city that is ripped down with war. And everything is not working. In a state like that, the Bible says, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest. So when the Holy Spirit is poured upon you, even in a chaotic situation, in a wilderness where others are failing, you see that you are becoming fruitful. When the Holy Spirit is poured upon you. Hallelujah. So when the Holy Spirit is poured upon you, there is a release of fruitfulness. And fruitfulness is what you need to prosper. When you are fruitful, you prosper. Hallelujah. When you are fruitful, your business will flourish. When you are fruitful, your education will flourish. Your career will flourish. When you are fruitful. Amen. When you are fruitful, your company finds you useful. They promote you. You don't get fired. Do you get fired when you are fruitful? They will never fire you. You see that they need you. You are not going anywhere because of fruitfulness. And the Holy Spirit, when it comes upon you, it makes you fruitful. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
So labor for the windows of heaven to be open so that the Holy Spirit will be poured out on you. Amen. I say it is worth working hard for the Holy Spirit. It is worth rising up early in the morning and say, I lost 1 hour of sleep so that I can wait on the Holy Spirit. I can pray to have the Holy Spirit. It is worth it. It is worth it. Don't be the kind of person you have set your time in the morning as enough time to wake up, to take shower, to make your oatmeal or fry your eggs and eat it and catch the bus. That's how you begin. Don't be like that. Don't be like that. If you are that kind of person, you work and work and work and work. You will not have anything. I'm telling you. Have you not seen? You will not have anything. You can't add much to yourself. Then the curse of Adam is what you are living under. Sweat, 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 and just mouth. Sweat, sweat, sweat. You have nothing. But it's the Holy Spirit. So it is worth getting tired, getting less sleep, so that you can wait on the Holy Spirit. That is why I need more of you to be on the prayer lines. When we open up prayer lines, let more of you be on it and pray. And this season, we are praying for some powerful things about the Holy Spirit. Powerful things. None of you should miss those prayers. Powerful things. The Holy Spirit to cause you to take godly steps. Holy Spirit to guide your steps.
Why would you be sleeping when prayers like this are going on? That extra hour of sleep will not add to you. It will not add to your health. It will not deliver you from accidents. It's the Holy Spirit. All those hours that you sleep, don't you still feel sleepy when you are driving? You still feel sleepy. But the Holy Spirit, sometimes you have driven on the highway and then somebody will wake you. Hey, are you sleeping? Because you have fallen asleep, but you realize that the car is going. Hey. The Holy Spirit will help you. Say amen.
Amen.
Number three. We're almost done. I've just given you these points and then we end. Number three. Labor for the Holy Spirit's divine direction for your life. Divine direction for your life. Labor for the Holy Spirit. Scripture says in Psalm 23, verse 1 and 2, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me," the Holy Spirit, "he will make you to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." Hallelujah. There will be still waters, but you will not find it. But the Holy Spirit will lead you.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit will bring you to that place. If you acknowledge him, talk to the Holy Spirit. Talk to the Holy Spirit. God has freely given us his Spirit. Freely given us his Spirit. Talk to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives divine guidance that leads to prosperity through the voice of the shepherd. The Lord is your shepherd, and you will never lack anything. Say amen.
Amen.
Trust the Holy Spirit. His direction is the master key to becoming a supernatural person who receives supernatural provision. You will receive supernatural provision.
Amen.
You will receive. Today, Bishop was teaching on prayers. Powerful provision. That you acknowledge God. That you pray the prayers that Jesus taught us. That God, give me this day my daily bread. Not that your job will give you your daily bread. That little paycheck. All they need is to increase your rent and then you'll be shaking. Then you realize that the paycheck is not much now. And then you have to take extra time. Work extra time. Second job, third job. And you see it's still not much. But God will give you power. The Bible says he will rebuke the devourer for you. Hallelujah. That means you rebuke the devourer that your rent will not even increase. Rent, they are all devourers. They take away your money like that. God will stabilize rent stability. He will stabilize your rent. Hallelujah. Amen. God will help you pay off your mortgage. Then you say, pray. You say, "Oh no, man, I don't want to owe anyone. Lord, help me." He'll give you wisdom, guidance, that you don't owe anyone. Amen. The Holy Spirit will lead you straight to the hidden treasures. There are treasures that are hidden. Do you know that? There are treasures that are hidden, and the Holy Spirit will lead you. The Holy Spirit, the Bible says in Isaiah 30 verse 21, it says, "And thine ear, as you are going, you will hear a voice." He says, "And thine ear shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this way, this is the way, walk ye in it." This is the way. You will hear a voice. And he says, "This way, walk ye in it." Sometimes you hear a clear voice and you turn around, "Did I hear something?" You are not schizophrenia. The Holy Spirit is talking to you. I'm telling you, you are not hearing things. Because you acknowledge the Spirit of God, he will talk to you. It's the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
He will tell you, "Go right, go left." It's the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And finally, labor for the Holy Spirit, who alone can give waters in the desert. Labor for the Holy Spirit, who alone can give waters in the desert. It's only the Holy Spirit who can do that.
Bible says in Isaiah 48:21, it says, and they thirsted not when he led them. When God leads you, you will not thirst. You will not thirst. And they thirsted not when he led them through the deserts. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He clave the rock also, and the waters gushed out. In the forest, the water was gushed out for you. In the dry land, the waters will gush out for you. When people are losing their jobs, your check will go up. When they are firing people, your pay is going up. When the company says they are frozen hiring, then they are increasing your paycheck. Wow. Say wow.
Wow.
God will do that for you.
Amen.
Trust in the Lord. I say trust in the Lord.
Amen.
Lean not on your own understanding, not on thy own wisdom, but in all your ways, everything that you are doing, Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. Let it be something that you are always saying and mean it. That he is with you and he hears you. I can't teach you anything better than this. I'm telling you. For prosperity, for success in life. I can't teach you anything better than this. That you can acknowledge the Holy Spirit all the time. He will deliver you from sin, deliver you from unrighteousness, deliver you from everything. Anything that you have difficulty with. He says everything in all your ways. So things that you even know how to do very well. Acknowledge the Spirit. Acknowledge the Holy Spirit. I can give you some examples. It will amaze you. Acknowledge the Spirit. Acknowledge the Spirit. We don't have time. I'll share with you next time. Acknowledge the Spirit. And things that are difficult for experts. Things that are difficult for masters. Things that are difficult for people who have done them for years. You pray and you ask the Holy Spirit to help you. And then people think that you are something unique, something powerful. It's because the Holy Spirit makes you supernatural. You are more than natural. The Holy Spirit. It doesn't matter what you do. You are in computers, acknowledge the Holy Spirit. You are a nurse, you give medicines, acknowledge the Holy Spirit. Acknowledge the Holy Spirit. Everybody has given this patient Tylenol and they are still complaining that it's not taking care of the pain. It's not taking care of the pain. It's not, I don't want Tylenol. You say, ma'am, please try it today. Because you prayed that the Holy Spirit will help you with your work. You give the patient Tylenol. Patient, there's something in this Tylenol. I want that one again. It's the Holy Spirit. You think it's a joke? The Holy Spirit will help you. In all your ways. In all your ways. Acknowledge him. And he will direct your path.
Amen.
Whatever you do, you are a person who cleans hotel rooms and Holy Spirit will help you.
Amen.
You alone, when they come in a room, they say, who did this? It's the Holy Spirit. Acknowledge him. He will help you in everything that you are doing. Listen, the Holy Spirit is a perfect spirit. He's perfect. Everything about him is beautiful. That's why the works of God, they are marvelous. They are beautiful. Acknowledge him and he will direct you. So when our people are in dry lands and there's no water, water will gush out for you. Hallelujah. Water will appear. It will gush out. It will overflow because of the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil because you are with me. Acknowledge him that he's with you. You sit in your car. You are starting your car. Acknowledge the Holy Spirit. Acknowledge the Holy Spirit. Make room for the Holy Spirit. That is with you. And he will be with you. He will guide you. He will bless you. You will come to a place of prosperity. You will come to a place of peace. They that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. They are the ones who have life. They live
and they have the Spirit. But when you don't have the Spirit, your path is leading to death. It's leading to death. Amen. I don't know what to tell you. All I can tell you is this. Every day, acknowledge the Spirit. Bible says, quench not the Spirit. Don't ignore the Holy Spirit. Acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Clap your hands together for the Lord and rise to your feet. Let's bring the service to a close. Spirit of God, we are grateful and thankful. Holy Spirit, we thank you for revealing to us who you are, the Paracletos, our helper, our advocate, our counselor. We acknowledge you in all that we do. Help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, with all eyes closed and every head bowed, you are here. You are not born again. You want to give your life to Christ. Lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. If you are here this afternoon, you are not born again. You want to give your life to Jesus. Lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. Is there anyone here like that? You want to give your life to Jesus. You want to be born again. True born again to receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. That you accept that Jesus died and rose again. And you want to give your life to Jesus. Why don't you all say this prayer with me? Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died for me. I believe you rose again on the third day. Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me and wash me with your blood. I receive you as my Lord, as my Master, and as my Savior. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by this powerful message. Come worship with us at the Lycos International Church, 821 Burke Avenue, Bronx, New York, at 2 p.m. every Sunday. God bless you.